So let's review. In the previous daf, we reviewed the first portion of the Mishnah. Before we continue, let's review the following. Bas Yisrael Lekoyin. A Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen may eat truma while he is alive. If he dies without her having children from him, she may no longer eat truma. However, if she has a son, or if her son dies and he has a son, she may eat truma because of her son or grandson, her descendant from the Kohen. Bas Kohen Le Yisrael. A Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael is disqualified from eating truma of her father. If her husband dies without her having children from him, she resumes eating because of her father. However, if she has a son, or if her son dies and he has a son, she is disqualified from eating truma of her father because she has a descendant from her husband, the Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah. Ho'eved poisel mishum bia. If a Bas Kohen cohabited with a servant, she becomes disqualified from eating truma. Ve'ein poisel mishum zera, but he does not disqualify when he is a descendant. The Mishnah explains. Ketzad, Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, or Bas Kohen l'Yisrael, v'yoldem in a ben. In both cases, they had a son. This son cohabited with the maidservant and had a son. This child is an eved, a servant, because the pasuk says, the children of a maidservant, even if the father is a Yisrael, are considered servants. Therefore, in the case where the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael who married a Kohen, and her husband and son both died, she may no longer eat truma. This grandson cannot entitle her to eat truma because he's an eved, who is not associated with his father, and therefore not consider her descendant from her husband, the Kohen. Bas Kohen li Yisrael teichel b'truma. In the case where the grandmother was a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael, and her husband and son both died, she may resume eating truma of her father. This grandson does not disqualify her from eating truma because he's an eved, who is not associated with his father and therefore not considered her descendant from her husband, the Yisrael. The Mishnah continues. Mamzer peis lamachal. A mamzer can disqualify and entitle to eat truma. The Mishnah explains. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael lekoin or uvas koin liyisrael. V'yoldem in a bas. In both cases, they had a daughter. V'halcha bas v'nisis le'evedoi la'akum v'yoldem in a ben. This daughter cohabited with a servant or non-Jew and had a son. Hariz a mamzer. This child is considered mamzer. The Gemara gives two possible explanations. One, this Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva who holds Yesh mamzer b'chiva lavin, or even the Rabbanon agree in this case because Evi kachovim ve'ever haba bas Yisrael ha'vlad mamzer. However, even though he's a mamzer, he's a Yisrael. Therefore, ha'yisa'im imoy bas Yisrael l'koyin techa b'chuma. In the case where the grandmother was a bas Yisrael who married a koyin, and her husband and son both died, she may eat truma because this grandson entitles her to eat truma because he is considered her descendant from her husband, the Kohen. Bas Kohen liYisrael leitoichel b'truma. In the case where the grandmother was a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael and her husband and son both died, she may not resume eating truma of her father because this grandson does disqualify her from eating truma of her father because he is considered her descendant from her husband, the Yisrael. As the Gemara explains, Zera Zara. Her grandchildren or further offspring entitle and disqualify her to eat truma based on the principle b'nei bonim harim kebonim. And zera posel, even illegitimate offspring, entitle and disqualify her to eat truma, and it's derived from the pasuk v'zera ein la, ayin ala. Seek out any, even illegitimate offspring. The Mishnah continues, kain gadol, pa'amim shu paisel. There are instances in which a kain gadol disqualifies one from truma. The Mishnah explains, Ketzad bas kohen liYisrael v'yoldem in a bas. A bas kohen married a Yisrael and they had a daughter. She is a bas Yisrael. V'holcha bas v'nisis l'kohen v'yoldem in a ben. This daughter married a kohen and they had a son, obviously a kohen. Harizeroli is kohen gadol oimidu mishamish l'gav ha-mizbeach. This son is eligible to become a kohen gadol. In the event that his father and grandfather died, Machil es imoy, upoisel es em imoy. He entitles his mother, the Bas Yisrael, to continue eating truma, even though her husband the Kohen died, because he is her son from her husband the Kohen. However, he disqualifies his grandmother, the Bas Kohen, from eating truma, because he is her descendant from her husband the Yisrael. Zay semeres, loy kibni kohen godol shupoislanim in a truma. As the Mar explains, it's as if the grandmother would say, I would be better off with a simple, even illegitimate grandson like the Mamzer mentioned early in the Mishnah, who entitles me to eat Truma, rather than a prominent grandson, a Kohen Gadol, who disqualifies me from eating Truma. Hadnalach Amon al Kohen Gadol, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 7th parak of Masechet Yevamos and begin the 8th parak Ha'aral Be'ez Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, Ha'aral V'chala Tmeim. Anyone who is an Aral without a bris, or those who are Tameh, lo yechlu b'truma, may not eat Truma. However, Neshein V'avdein yechlu b'truma, the wives and servants of a Kohen that's an Aral V'tameh may eat Truma, because these are only personal afflictions that do not affect their status of Kohuna. The Mishnah continues, Petsua Dako V'kroi Shafcha, Hein V'avdein yechelu. A Petsua Dako or Kroi Shafcha may eat Truma, and therefore their servants may eat Truma as well, because as before, these are only physical afflictions that do not affect their status of Kohuna. However, V'neshein lo yechlu, their wives may not eat Truma, because the Petsua Dako V'kroi Shafcha are Psulim Lovi B'kal. They may not marry into Klal Yisrael. Therefore, their wives are nivulu l'pasala, and as a result, are pasala truma, and disqualified from eating truma. However, v'im lo yada mishenasa petzua daka v'krei shafcha, hare elu yechlu. If he became a petzua daka v'krei shafcha after they were already married, and did not cohabit with her since becoming a petzua daka v'krei shafcha, their wives may eat truma because they did not become disqualified. The Mishnah concludes with the definition of Petsua Daka V'Krei Shavcha, which the Gemara will elaborate on Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara cites a brayso regarding Aral. Tanya, Amr Belazar, Minayin La'Aral She'in Oichel B'Truma. The source that an Aral may not eat Truma is a Gzeir Shava of the words Toisha V'Sachar. In the Pasuk of Karban Pesach it states, Toisha V'Sachar Lo Yoichel Boy. And in the Pasuk of Truma it states, Toisha V'Kayin V'Sachar Lo Yoichel Kaidish. Just as regarding Karban Pesach, Aral Asabai, so to regarding Truma, Aral Asabai. However, we do not also learn from this Gezer Shava, Ima Pesach Einen Asabai, Av Truma Einen Asabai, that an Einen may not eat Truma, because the Pasuk teaches, B'chol Zar lo yechol kaidish, Zar samarti lach b'lo aninus. Only a Zar is disqualified from Truma, but an Einen may eat Truma. The Gemara explains that we learn from the Gezer Shava that an Aral may not eat Truma, and from B'chol Zara that an Oinin may eat Truma, and not vice versa, because Aral is Mochamer in 5 ways. Mechusse Maisa, an action is required. U'maisa B'gufay, the action is performed on himself. V'anesh Karas, it is punishable by Karas. V'yesh lefne Adibur, Mitzvah Mila was given to Avraham Avinu before the Torah was given. U'milas Char V'avadav Me'akeves, one whose son or servant is an Aral is disqualified from the Karban Pesach. Whereas Einin is Mochamer in only 3 ways. Yeshna B'chol Shah, it can apply to a person numerous times. V'nehege is Banashim V'nashim, it applies to both men and women. V'en B'yadoi L'sakan Satzma, it cannot be removed. Rava gives another reason. The Gzer Shava of Truma to Karban Pesach must be referring to Aral. Dechsiv B'gufi de Pesach, which is mentioned explicitly in the Pesukim of Pesach, rather than to Einin, the Pesach Gufi Mimaisu Gamrinan, which is not mentioned explicitly regarding Pesach, but learn from Meister by Kal V'Chaymer. The Gemara adds that from the Pasuk V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef, U'malta Oise Oz Yoichel Bay, the word Bay teaches Milas Zechar V'Avodim Ma'akeves by Melechel B'Pesach, Ve'im Milas Zechar V'Avodim Ma'akeves B'Truma. The lack of Mila of his sons and servants disqualifies him from Karban Pesach, but does not disqualify him from Truma. This discussion continues on the next daf.